So the Mishnah on Horiyosan, Daf Gimel and Beis, is discussing the din of a parallel and davar shel tzibur. Right, so the general halacha, right, we know is that when Beis Din makes a mistake, and Rov B'nei Yisrael Shogeg Al Piyem, as a Rov of the Jewish people make a mistake based off a Talus Beis Din, so the din is that it's not B'nei Yisrael to bring the karban, but Beis Din has to bring a parallel and davar shel tzibur. So the Mishnah here is discussing the different qualifications of what it takes to be considered a Taus Beis Din. What's considered a mistake made by Beis Din? So that's interesting about the Mishnah and Daf Gimel Beis for our purposes. Jeremy, what do you see in the Mishnah?
I mean, the part that's relevant to the Gemara right now is the idea of Miksat Davar, and that in order to be Chayav, this thing, they have to revoke part of a mitzvah and keep the other part, but if they revoke the entire mitzvah, then it's no longer under Beis Din.
Right. So the Mishnah has a principle that Mchoru Beis Din Lachar Es Kol HaGuf, if Beis Din tries to uproot an entire Guf HaTorah, let's say it's an entire topic or an entire self-contained matter, then the din is that the Beis Din is not chayv to bring a karban, because the people shouldn't have listened to Beis Din under those circumstances. It's not Beis Din's jurisdiction to rule whether or not there is a mitzvah of Shabbos. It's not Beis Din's jurisdiction to rule whether or not there is a mitzvah in the Torah of Nida or Avodas Kochavim, the three examples that the Mishnah gives. So if Beis Din rules on those three matters and the people make a mistake based off that Psak Beis Din, so the Psak's not Chal. It doesn't have any force. And therefore Beis Din's not held accountable for the Psak and they don't bring a Karban. What's interesting about the Mishnah though is that the Mishnah, as Jeremy just said, the Mishnah seems to single out Hotzah on Shabbos. Now, if you're just looking at the Mishnah, what would your impression be about why Hotzah is singled out? Ketzad, Amru Yesh Nida Batorah Val Habal Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom Pater. Yesh Shabbos Batorah, there is a concept of Shabbos in the Torah. Aval Hamotzi Mir Shesayachid or Shesarabim Pater. So the Mishnah brings that as one of the cases of where Beis Din Paskins Levatel Miktzas L'Kayim Miktzas. Right, so one of the cases where Beis Din is upholding only part of a Guf HaTorah, it's a case where they say there is a concept of Shabbos, but they're cutting out Hotzah. Okay. So here it would seem that Hotzah is just one aspect of the mitzvah of Shabbos. And yet, the Gemara flips the whole case on its head. Right, what does the Gemara do to this case of the Mishnah? Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. What?
They're only talking about a case, really, where they said there's Hotzah in the Torah, but not a Chneser.
Yeah. So the Gemara actually changes this. The question is why. So the Gemara has, well, we'll see. If you look at the two dots in Dalet Amud Aleph, so the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Tana Rabbanan, V'ne'elam davar v'lo shi'akar ha-mitzvah kula. Right, the Gzeiros HaKosav is that it's only if Beis Din uproots half of the mitzvah, not the entire mitzvah. Then it goes through examples. Fine. Then the Gemara skips down, and the third to last small lines, the Gemara quotes a meimor from Amar Avihu Amar Shmuel, Ain Beis Din chayavin ad sheyoru b'davar she'ein atzdukin modim bo. Beis Din's only chayiv for paskening on a davar she'ein atzdukin modim bo, which the tzdukim don't admit to. So the question that all the achronim here are trying to figure out is actually, what's the relationship between these two dinim? Is Shmuel just explaining the previous halacha, which the Mishnah stated that Beis Din's only chayiv for being oker miktzas haguf? And he's explaining that because if the tzdukim admits to something that we have, that shows you that it's mefurish in the Torah and that it's a guf bifnei atzma. Meaning, is something being stated clearly in the Torah simply our criterion for saying that it's an independent guf haTorah? Or is Shmuel saying there's a new principle here, that in addition to horu Beis Din miktzas v'akru miktzas or guf shalim, there's another principle about davar shatzdukim modim bo? We'll see. This debate is going to be critical for understanding the continuation of the Gemara with respect to Hotzah. So now the Gemara comes along, and the Gemara challenges Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel from the case of Shabbos. So Tanan, fourth wide line of the Gemara. Does anybody have it? Jeremy, have it? Okay, so we just read the Tanan.
Adal, Adal, Adal.
Yeah.
The fourth wide line?
Yeah. Yeh Shabbos v'Torah.
Where?
Okay, I'll read. Tanan, Yesh Shabbos Batorah. It's at the end of the line. End of the fourth line. Tanan, you got it?
Yeah. Val Hamotzi Mershul Roshud Pator. V'amai Hotzah HaKetiva. Ototia masami batichem. Damre hotahu daser achnasa mutar.
Okay, so what did the Gemara just do?
It explained how the pasuk only says that otah is aser but not hachnasa, and therefore the hara that Basin's making is that only otah is aser, not hachnasa. And
right, but the Gemara brought this as a challenge to the position of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, who said that if the tzedukim admit to something, then Bezin's not held accountable for pasuk for uprooting it.
Because here's an example that tzedukim would be moda.
So tzedukim right. would be moda to otah because it's stated explicitly in the Torah. So why is Bezin chayiv for uprooting the mitzvah of Hotzah, which is the example the Mishnah gave? Hotzah is explicit in the Torah. So the Gemara says, no. It's a case, the Mishnah meant where Bezin was oker Hotzah, or they're oker hachnasa, but they kept Hotzah. So they're only oker part of the mitzvah. So first of all, what do you think of that stage in the Gemara? You'll see. Let's read the Rebbe Baisema. What?
It seems that it's an independent mitzvah.
From what?
Well, either just a technical thing that Otzah has its own pasuk, so that's a challenge because of that, because then the two sticking with modim. Or I guess if you assume that what Shmuel was saying was the same thing as what the Mishnah was saying, then it would be more of a fundamental challenge. I mean, here we're saying no.
Exactly. Right. What's the Gemara challenging here? Is the Gemara saying that according to Rebbe Yehuda Amar Shmuel, so Otzah has a separate pasuk, so it's stukim are modim bo? So we have to figure out what exactly Bezin was oker. So therefore, hachnasa, which is not explicit in the Torah, so that's not considered being oker davar shat stukim modimbo. Or is the Gemara saying, hotza now is a guf bifnei atzmo. It's not that Shabbos is one unit. There's Shabbos, and then there's hotza as an independent unit. And Bezin's being oker miktzas of hotza. If we take the former read, and there's another chiddush built into the Gemara, right. If the Gemara is challenging on the basis of Davar Shat Stukim Modim, what's stated explicitly in the Torah, then there's a big chiddush in the first day in the Gemara. Michal, what's the
chiddush? That
Hachnasa
is not part of the pasuk?
Yeah. That Hachnasa is not included in the pasuk of Hosa. Hosa may be Aser, but Hachnasa is not Aser because it's stated in the Torah. Okay. Then the Gemara has Nibayseima.
Vibayseima damre hotzahu dasira moshi vizarek shari.
And they're two yourselves whether they said hachnasa here. And so it seems to be that the Gemara is going back and forth at this point whether or not hachnasa is either mefurish in the Torah or whether hachnasa is identical with hotzah. If you look at Tosos makes this point. Afal gavda, last Tosos on the page, afal gavda on the bottom. Tosos and Horus is printed at the bottom of the page. Afal gav de hachnasa lo ksiva svarahi malia fuke malia yule. So Tosos is saying that the Gemara is going back on whether hachnasa is part of the mitzvah of hotzah, because even though it's not stated explicitly in the pasuk, hachnasa is essentially identical to hotzah. Malia yule malia fuke. Good. So what seems to emerge from the Gemara is that if this is a principle in Guf Shalem, the Gemara has a conclusion that Shabbos, for some reason, is considered a Guf Shalem, that Hotzah is considered a Guf Shalem on Shabbos. Fine. This is all fine and good. But what conclusion should we draw from there? Mikey, what conclusion should we draw from there?
Maybe if Hotzah is a Guf Shalem on Shabbos, then it's...
What's the next question? What does the Gemara mean? Does the Gemara mean that Shabbos now is not that Hotzah is not part of the category of Melachos? Shabbos, the goof of Shabbos is the goof of Melachos. Hotzah is not part of that goof, and that's why it's independent. Or, at this point, is the Gemara saying, not a chiddush about Hotzah per se, but not taking Hotzah out of the category of the other Melachos, but...
its own status within other
malachos? No, even more general.
So that every malachos is
separate? Or maybe the Gemara at this point is saying that it's not just something unique about Hotzah, something unique about every malacha. Every malacha on Shabbos is considered a guf shalim. In which case, if Bezin paskin that there's no charisha in the Torah, or Bezin paskin that there's no zoreya in the Torah, or Bezin paskin that there's no kosev beis osios in the Torah, then that would also be considered a guf shalim for each malacha in and of itself.
What's Shabbos itself?
Yesh Shabbos v'atara al-motzi m'shteach kodosh Yisrael. What would Yesh Shabbos be then?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Let's say, no, but I'm saying, let's say Bezin says Yesh Shabbos v'atara, but there's no kosev shteosios. So it's saying yesh, that there's no kosev shteosios, that akiras guf shalim in atara. Okay? Now, in part, this will depend on Rachel's two readings of the Gemara. If the Gemara is worried about the how explicit something is expressed in the Torah, so it'll be a little more complicated, or it's a little more of a stretch to say that every malacha is written explicitly in the Torah. Not too far, but it'll be a bit of a stretch. We'll see the mitzvah eson in a minute. If the Gemara is just worried about what's considered an independent category of halacha, an independent mitzvah, then it's possible that each malacha in and of itself is an independent category. Okay? So who poses this question about the two different reads of the Gemara? Whether it's something unique to Hotzah, or whether it's something indicative of all the malachos. Who? Yeah, excellent. The Gemara and Daftal Adam and Beis. Alright, so that's the question posed by Rabbi Yossi. So on Daftal Adam and Beis, the very first line, you have by Rabbi Yossi, what if Bezin said, Ein Charisha b'Shabbos, Mahu? Mi amina an kivan de komodu b'kula milsa kibilta bitol miktsas v'kiya miktsas dami? Do we say, since Bezin's acknowledging the existence of Shabbos and they're just doing away with one malacha, that's kiya miktsas v'bitol miktsas? O dilma kivan de ka'akan le l'charisha kol ikar, since they're getting rid of the entire malacha l'charisha, kakiras guf dami? I mean, Rabbi Yosef is asking this exact question. Is Hotzah the yotzei min ha'klal, which tells you about the entire klal, that every malacha now is considered guf shalim? Or is the maskana that Hotzah itself is very different? And the Gemara leaves it as Nibai Delivshta. The Gemara doesn't clarify the Bai of Rabbi Yossi. Who does clarify the Bai of Rabbi Yossi?
Rambam.
So Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos, very interestingly enough. So Rambam in Perek Yud Dalet Halacha Beis. Lo'olam ein bezen chayavin ad sheyoru levatel miktsas ulekayim miktsas bidvarim she'einan mefurashim umevuarim batorah. Ketzad gives one example. Or, fine. Aval im tau v'horu v'amru hamotzi mershus l'rshus hu shechayiv. If Bezen says that motzi mershus l'rshus is chayiv, shenemar al yetzei ish mimkomo, aval azorek v'amoshit mutter, o she'akru av me'avos melachos v'horu she'ena melacha, hari elu chayavim. So how does the Rambam compares being mevatel miktsas of Hotzah, only acknowledging half of the melacha of Hotzah, with getting rid of an entire melacha of Chorish? So Rambam is saying that it's dafka Hotzah. Only Hotzah is considered a guf shalim. All the other melachos are considered just one unified guf of Shabbos. Each melacha doesn't have independent stature. So all the notes that Kalim here ask, how did Rambam know this? From the Gemara on the Daftal Adam Beis, the Gemara quoted Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara left a bit Tzarachian. So why does Rambam paskin the way he paskins? But what you see clearly from the Rambam's psak is that there's something different about Hotzah from the other malachos. For some reason, Hotzah is acknowledged as a guf shalim. Parenthetically, I'd also note that the comment made by Tosfos, by either Tosfos or the comment made by the Karen Ora on the Gemara and Daftal Adam Beis, is that the Gemara was only asking even the Shiloh of Rabbi Yossi, even the Havamin of Rabbi Yossi, that you would say the same thing for the other malachos is limited to Choresh, to Charisha, and Kitzira. Because at least we have a pasuk of Becharish about Katzir Tishbos. But there's never even a Havamina on Rabbi Yossi that something like Kosev Shteyosios would be considered a Guf Bifnei Atzma. So you need some sort of recognition in the Torah that it's an independent entity. The Karen Ora also notes that if this was simply a principle about what's expressed in the Torah and what's not expressed in the Torah, then there should have been another malacha on the Rambam's list, which gets singled out. What?
Havara.
Right? Why don't you say that Havara is expressed? Lo sevaru eish b'chomo shoseichem b'yom ha-shabbos. So Hotzah is a guf shalem, and Havara is a guf shalem. So clearly it seems that the principle here is not about what's expressed or formulated in the Torah. It's about what's recognized as an independent category of halacha. So then the question is, why is Hotzah recognized as an independent category of Malacha Shabbos? The mitzvah Eisan, commenting on the Gemara in Horios on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Anybody see it? What mitzvah Eisan says? So mitzvah Eisan is a very interesting read of the Rambam. He's trying to figure out how the Rambam knew the Gemara left it as a tzarachin. How did the Rambam know to single out Hotzah? So mitzvah Eisan very cleverly points to the Gemara in Shabbos Memtes Amud Beis, which we saw. What's on Memtes Amud Beis in Shabbos? So here you have the machlokes about the source of the malachos. Is the source of the malachos learnt out from the Mishkan? Or is the source of the malachos learnt out from kol malacha malaches malachto sheva Torah? Is it because Torah says malacha 39 times? Or is it because we look at the different avodas in the Mishkan? Okay. So the mitzvah Eisan says, who's the Deya who holds that you learn out from kol malacha malaches malachto sheva Torah?
Says it's Rabbi Yosef.
Yeah, it says Rabbi Yosef. Kacham Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosef ben Lakunya Kneged Malacha Malachos Malachos Shabbatora. Rabbam Chasra Achas and Bayer Rabbi Yosef. Vayevo Abayis Alasos Malachto Miminyanu Ulo. I think he's pointing out that it seems like Rabbi Yosef ascribes to the Deya that it's learned out from Kol Malacha Malachos Malachto Shabbatora. So he says Rabbi Yosef is Lashitaso. Why? Because if your source is the 39 times the Torah says malacha, then you're acknowledging that maybe each malacha has an independent autonomy. Each malacha is expressed as malacha malachto separately. Then you could say the Torah spells out each malacha on its own merits. If you learn out from the Mishkan, then no, it's just one unified entity of malachos of the Torah. Each malacha doesn't have its own stature. So Rabbi Yosef, who learns out from malacha, malachas, malachto, sheva Torah, so he's mesupak. Maybe every malacha is like hotza and it's independent. But the Rambam, who in Perush HaMishnayos sides with the source of the Mishkan, and then all the other malachos is just one unit, so then the Rambam doesn't even have a havamina to say that the other malachos are going to have the same independent stature of Hutzah, which is said explicitly in the Torah. Okay. That's the suggestion of the mitzvah Eisan. His reading of the Gemara on Memtes Amud Beis is the exact opposite of what we saw in the Ravan. Earlier we saw the sheet of the Ravan, who is bothered by how come malacha on Yom Tov is not a lav shebuchlalos. Lav shebuchlalos is when you just have one iser that includes a lot of different things, or one iser that it's really just one blanket iser. So he said, since malacha on Shabbos is learned out from the Mishkan, so every malacha is considered a different iser in and of itself. That was the position of the Ravan that we saw when we were dealing with malacha. Mitzvah Eisan is reading the Gemara in the exact opposite way. He's saying, since the source for Rabbi Yosef is malacha, malachas, malachto, Shabbat Torah 39 times, each malacha is independent. Whereas the Maan D'Amar learns it out from the Mishkan and just lumps all the different malachas together. That's just interesting.
Normally when you have a bayan opinion from an Amora, especially like this, is it true that normally that means that they align with the opinion or that they're just chill?
It's chiddush the mitzvah Eisan. Yeah, I'm saying it could be that sometimes it align with their opinion. That also, it's not clear that like Rabbi Yosef just posing the question for the Deya in the Gemara in Horios. Doesn't necessarily mean according to his read of the Gemara in. But it's a clever read of the Mitzvah Eisan. That's the way he wants, but what emerges according to him is that really Hotzah is different from the other Malachos. There's another point to be made about the Rambam in Horios. Rambam in Chicago's here. What pasuk does the Rambam quote? In Karbanos, in Chicago's, Yud Dalet or Yud Beis. Mm-hmm. That's the source of the Isra of Hotza. Bezin makes a mistake and they say Al Yitzei Ishmim Koma, but there are no toldos. So that's Mitzah Saguf. What source is Rambam quote in Hilchos, you know, in Hilchos Shabbos for Hotza, the Isra of Hotza? This is Rambam in Perakid Beis Halacha Ches of Hilchos Shabbos. Chana, you have it? Perakid Beis Halacha Ches. Yeah, oh, you have it, Ayala?
Yeah.
Great, go for it. Kuriosa.
Oh, Kuriosa.
So you see the Torah calls Hotzah a Malacha. So what pasuk is Rambam quoting here? Yeah, Vayikali Ha'amehavi. So Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perakid Beis, Halacha Ches, starts off by telling us, you should all know that Hotzah is an Av Me'avos Malacha, see? Which the Rambam does for no other Malacha. Rambam never starts off any other Malacha saying that, by the way, Ashochet is considered Malacha, or by the way, Makapadish is a Malacha, or Mafshit. Rambam doesn't say it. Only with regard to Hotzah, the Rambam says Hotzah Mirshus Lirshus is Avos Me'avos Malachosi. Then the Rambam quotes the pasuk of Ishvi Isha Al Yetze, or Ishvi Isha Al Yasu Od Malacha L'Chimus HaKodesh Vayikali HaMehavi, which is the source brought in the Gemara where? On Tzadi Vav Mebeis. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Azorik. And the Rambam reads the Gemara how? When we read the Gemara, we saw there are two ways of reading the Gemara. Like Rabbeinu Chananel, not like Rabbeinu Chananel. How does the Rambam read the Gemara?
Like Rabbeinu Chananel.
Like Rabbeinu Chananel. That we're learning from the Pasuk, not just that Hotzah is Aser, but that Hotzah is called a Malacha. That depended on the Girsa, whether or not you care that the Pasuk is referring to a weekday. Rabbeinu Chananel said, we don't care that the Pasuk may be referring to a weekday, because what's important is that Hotzah is called a Malacha. Whereas the other read of the Gemara says that we're not learning that Hotzah is a Malacha, we're just learning that Hotzah is Aser. So it has to be that the Pasuk's talking on Shabbos. So the Rambam says, Hala Madita from the Pasuk, Shehava Malacha Koreosa. They see that Torah calls it Hotzah. So the Rambam learns that it's a Malacha. The Rambam says it's Avos Mi Avos HaMalacha Hi. And the Rambam quotes the Pasuk of Vayikali Ha'ame Havi, which tells you that it's a Malacha. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos, when he's quoting the Gemara in Horios, so there the Rambam quotes the Pasuk, Aval Yetze Ish Mimkoma B'Yom HaShabbos. So why does he switch the Pasukim around? That was the Gemara where? Al Yetzei Yishmim Komo. That was the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Yud Zayin Mebeis, which depended on how you read the Maskan of the Gemara. As we saw, according to Rashi, that Pasuk no longer refers to Hotzah. That Pasuk only refers to Tchumin. Al Yetzei Yishmim Komo. According to Tosos, even the Maskan refers to both Tchumin and to Hotzah. So the Rambam in Shkagos quotes that Pasuk, and the Rambam in Shabbos quotes Vayikali Al Mehebi. Why does he switch around the Pasukim? We'll also note that if you look in the Gemara in Horios, so what pasuk does the Gemara quote there? Horios Daf Dalid. Does it quote the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin Mem Beis? Does it quote Yud Zayin Mem Beis of Al Yetzei, or does it quote Tzadi Vav Mem Beis of Vayikali Al Mehavi? Neither. The Gemara in Horios quotes a third source for Hotzah. Oh, good morning. We were worried that you wouldn't show up. So the Gemara here has a third source. Lo sotziu masmi batechem b'yom HaShabbos. This source, now, there are three gear cells in the Gemara. The girsa that we have in the Gemara is lo sotziu masmi v'teichem yom haShabbos. The Rambam either had the girsa in the Gemara that is al yetsa ish mim komo, or the Rambam didn't have that girsa and switched it around. Okay. Rabbeinu Chananel is a little behind in the Gemara in Horios. It takes him some time to catch up because it's a very hard masechta. So he's on, I think he's on Daf Heimabes, or Daf. He's on Daf Heimabes. And if you see Rabbeinu Chananel on the first really wide line on Daf Heimabes, Rabbeinu Chananel quotes Toshma, Ye Shabbos Batorah, Balamotzi Mirshos Hayachad, Lashis Rabban Pater, Vamai, Vahaksil, Vaitzav Moshe, Vayaviru Kolba Machane. So Rabbeinu Chananel has the Girsa of Tzadi Vavimabes. By Kaliha Ame Havi in Horios. There are three different girsos in the Gemara of Horios, what the source of Hatzah is. So, does the source make a difference? So, according to the Rambam so far, yeah. The source of Vayikali Ame Havi tells you that Hatzah is a malacha. What did Al Yetzei Yishmim Komo? So as we said last week, the source of Al Yetzeh is shared with Tchumen. Tchumen, according to everyone, is not a malacha. So the question is, if you're quoting Al Yetzeh Ish Mim Komo, which is really the source of a lav of Tchumen, so does that mean that you're playing down the Isra of Hotzah? That Hotzah is much more similar to just a lav of Shabbos, of Isra Tchumen. Remember, if you hold of Al Yetzeh Lamaskana, it means that you hold that Hotzah is the Tafel read of the Pasuk. The Iker of the Pasuk has to be referring to Tchumin, like the Maskana of the Gemara, otherwise you have a problem of Lav Shenitam Lazharas Misas Bezdin. Because if the Iker of the Pasuk is referring to Hotzah, then you can never get Malkus for Tchumin. Because then it's a Lav Shenitam Lazharas Misas Hotzah. So if you quote Al Yetzeh, that means you hold the main part of the Pasuk is for Tchumin, and Hotzah is just thrown in. Playing down the Isra of Hotzah. So this is going to depend on something we touched on last week also. What's the relationship between the Isra of Tchumen and the Isra of Hotzah? How combined are they? Which one's an extension of the other? So I want to look into that for a second, and then we're going to come back to try to answer up these Rambams and Horios and different Girsos in the Gemara. So one really interesting point in the Rambam sheet about Tchumin is a point made by the Chassam Sofer on Pezayin Mabes, working off a tshuva of the Rambam. The Rambam in Beis Yosef quoted in Torah Chaim Simin Taf Dalid, Rambam paskins that you could only have an Isser Tchum Doraisa in a Rosh Hashanah Doraisa. So, for example, conventionally everyone understands that if you walk 2,000 amos through the ocean, let's say you're in Israel, and you walk into the Mediterranean, 2,000 amos, outside of Tel Aviv, that's Yotzei Chutz L'Tchum. And you're Chayiv, if you hold Tchum's D'Oraisa, it's an Isser, if you hold Tchum's D'Rabbanan, so it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. But that's Isser Tchum. The Rambam says, no, that's not an Isser Tchum in his tshuva, because Tchum is only in Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa, whereas the Yam is only a Carmelis. It's not Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa, it's Rosh Hashanah D'Rabbanan. So there's no Isser. There's no Isser Tchumin at all, Doraisa. Everyone's astonished by this Rambam. Who said that the criteria for Tchum is based off the criterion of Arishus Arabim? Arishus Arabim is a din in Hotzah. Hotzah Mirshus L'Rishus. Why should I export the dinim or the qualifications of Rishuyos from Hotzah into a separate Isser of Tchumin, which has nothing to do with it? So Chassam Sofer says something really nice. V'ayin mashkasa beis Yosef v'shem tshuva sarambam. Chassam Sofer on Pezayin v'beis. Da'af agav desvir le tchumen yud bil min ha-Torah. Mikal makom b'midbar v'karmelis u'bika, which are not Rishus Rabbim's Doraisa, v'chadom alo, ein lokin, mishum de'eno bedin shamavir chafetza b'makom hazeh, v'aholech b'raglav yoke. Rambam says, it just doesn't make sense that somebody who walks, In this area, should get Malkus. So the reason why you don't get Malkus for Tchumen is because you don't get punished for that in terms of Hotzah. Either two separate Isurim. Chassam Sofer says no. The Nirali Tochin Kavanaso, the Kivin Deme Al Yetzeh Ishmim Komo Yafinan Chuvayu, Tchumen VeHotzah, since Tchumen Hotzah are learned from the same Pasuk of Al Yetzeh Ishmim Komo, EF Sharlecho Zachevel Betrain Roshin. can't pull the string from both ends. Kivan di mimkomo dekra le'inyan hotza misbarish. Since the mimkomo of the pasuk is clearly referring to hotza, misbarish makom ke'ein digle midbar plafuke karmelus v'chadoma. And since le'inyan hotza, it means the rishus harabim who adinami makom le'inyan tchumen kainhu ve'ein tchumen el rishus harabim doraisa. Sam Sofer says it's beautiful. It's because it's all learned out from the same pasuk of Yitzei Yish Mimkomo. So we're going to export the dinim of Rishuyos from Rishus Rabim of Hotza into Tchumin. That's really a very strong relationship between Hotza and Tchumin. The Sefer Mitzvos Katan says something not as strong, but in his list of the 39 Malachos, so the last on his list is Hotza, like the Mishnah, is in Simen Resh Pei Beis. And he says, "Shelo lahotzi mershus hayachad l'shus harabim d'chziv al yetzei ish mimkamo uvechlal zeh tchumen v'alibed Rabbi Akiva." Included in the mitzvah of hotza is the isser of tchumen according to the Mandamra that is doraisa. So once again, he's packaging tchumen together with hotza. In contrast, Tosos and Ksuvis and Dav Zayin. So they're trying to figure out when we say ein erev hotza l'yom tov, does that mean which erev does that mean? Erev Tchumen, Erev Chaseros. So it just says, it doesn't make sense that it's referring to Erev Tchumen. The lo gazu rabbanan ha Eruvei Chaseros, el mishum hotza, aval Eruvei Tchumen, ein inyana lehotza. It says clearly it's referring to Erev Chaseros, because Tchumen has nothing to do with hotza. So the Smak and the Rambam are both saying, yeah, Tchumen is an extension of hotza. Tos is saying that Tchumen has nothing to do with hotza. Okay, so you already see it, there's some sort of tension here about where to classify the Isser of Tchumen. We also saw the discussion on Pezayin Mabes in the Gemara and Shabbos. Right, what does it mean that there was no Tchumen in the story of Mara, in that first Shabbos before the story of the Man? What does it mean that there was no Isser Tchumen? So Tosos there and the Ramban there both suggested, one day in the Ramban and Tosos' only suggestion, is that the Isser of Tchumen in the Gemara really refers to the Isser of Hotza. Once again, we're linking the two Isurim. Or even saying that Tchumen in this case means Hotza. There's a bit of ambiguity in the Rambam's final Psak. Finally, what's his picture? Is Tchumen related to Hotza, or is Tchumen totally independent of Hotza? So we have contrary indications. From the Rambam's organization of Hilchos Shabbos, what does it sound like? Where does Rambam put Tchumen in Hilchos Shabbos? Q, what do you think? Is Tchumen connected to the Malachos at all, or is Tchumen separate from the Malachos?
Probably separate.
Probably separate. Why?
I'm just looking at the Halacha where he talks about. Where is the halacha about Tchumen?
Perek of Zion. Perek of Zion, halacha Aleph.
Pretty far from
Perek Bet. So Perek Beis is all about the Avos Malachos, transitions into Hotza. Then the next couple of prakim talk about Hotza. Perek Chaf Aleph of the Rambam we know talks about. Chaf Aleph is the Isra Asei of Shavuos. Right? Perek Chaf Dalin is Mitzvah's Drabanan of Mukta. Right, which that's what we read last week. Then Ram comes in Perek Chof Dalet. He starts talking about non-malachos. For example, the Isser of punishing. Bezin's not allowed to punish on Perek Chof Vav or Perek Chof Zayin. Ram talks about Perek Chof Zayin is Tchumen. Correct. Perek Chof Ches is also part of that. Where does Ram have the Isser of punishing, Bezin punishing on Shabbos? Perek Chaf Dalet Halacha Zayin. Ein Onshin B'Shabbes Af Pi She'Onesh Mitzvah Seh Ein Adoch HaShabbes. And Bezin's prohibited from punishing. They don't have to do with an Isra Malacha. Then the Bezin's not allowed to punish people on Shabbos. So you have that in Perek Chaf Dalet. And then Perek Chaf Zayin, the Rambam starts talking about the Isra Tchum. In the Rambam's Koteret to Hilchos Shabbos, what does the Rambam do? What's his sequencing? Mitzvah Aleph is lishbos bashvi, rest on Shabbos. Mitzvah Beis, shelo lasos bo melacha. Mitzvah Gimel, shelo lanosh b'Shabbos, Bez is not allowed to punish. And then after that, shelo latzeis chutz l'gvul b'Shabbos. So if it's a melacha, then you have the prohibition of Bezdin about punishing, and then you have Tchumen as a separate remark at the end. And also just note that the Rambam Perek Chav Zayin quotes the Pasuk of Yitzei Ish Mimkomo as the source for Iser Tchumen, even the Maskana. But if you look in Sefer HaMitzvos, you get a totally different perspective. The Rambam in Mitzvah Shin Chav is Isra Malacha on Shabbos. Rambam Mitzvah Shin Chaf Aleph is the Isra of Yitzia Chutz L'Tchum. And then Shin Chaf Beis is the Mitzvah of not punishing on Shabbos. So you kind of just like inverse the order. Right, first do you have Tchumin right after the Malachos, or do you have Tchumin associated more with the Isra, the love of not punishing on Shabbos? What's the association?
Where is the Malachim Sefer?
What?
Where are the Malachim?
Malachim Sefer Mitzvah is Shin Chaf. And then Shin Chaf Aleph is Tchum. And then Shin Chaf Beis is punishing on Shabbos. In Yad HaChazakah, so first you have Malacha, then you have punishing, and then you have Tchum. The Rambam also changes his whole psak on Tchumin in Sefer HaMitzvos. Steer on the Rambam here. What does he change? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos says that the Isser of Tchum is based off Alpayim Amma. You're not allowed to walk 2,000 Amos outside of the city d'Oraisa. That's the basis of Yisr Tchum. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah doesn't say Alpayim Amma. There, the Rambam says Alpayim Amma is Drabanan in Yad Chazaka. The Yisr Del Raisa is Gimel Parsaos, which is a much greater distance than just Alpayim Amma. There's a big stira here, and the Ramban is very upset about it. The Ramban is Zasagos. What's the Yisr Tchum Del Raisa? Yud Beis Mil or Alpayim Amma? So the Rambam switches the nature of the Isser Tchumin between Sefer HaMitzvos and Yad HaChazaka, and the Rambam also switches his classification of Tchumin. Does it go along with the Malachos, or does it go along with the Chiv of Bezin to not punish on Shabbos? So it could be, very possibly, one more suggestion, one more point. The Rambam writes also in Hilchos Erevin, Perek Ches Halacha Chadalin, that just as there's an Isser Tchum on Shabbos, there's also an Isser Tchum on Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. So if Daniel Bavli in his comments to Rav Ram Ben Rambam, he says, I don't understand something. He's like, your father is the only person to count the Isser of Tchum as in Din D'Oraisa, even the Maskana. Most Rishonim assume that Rabbi Akiva holds D'Oraisa, we hold D'Rabbana. The Rambam is unique that he paskins Tchum D'Oraisa. And he writes, in Hilchos Erevin, Kishem sheyesh iser tchum l'chablis, kach yesh iser tchum l'yom ha-kippur mul yom tov. That's the Rambam in Erevin, Perek Ches Halacha Daled. I don't understand. Shouldn't your father have counted an iser d'Oraisa, a mitzvah of tchum on yom tov, and an iser tchum on Shabbos, just like he counts an iser malacha of yom tov, and he counts an Isra Malacha of Yom HaKippurim. So how come Tchum gets shortchanged? Rambam says that just like there's an Isra Tchum on Shabbos, there's an Isra Tchum on Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. Rambam says that Isra Tchum on Shabbos is D'Oraisa and it's a mitzvah in Sefer Mitzvos. And yet when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, when it comes to Yom Tov, Rambam just doesn't count an Isra of Hotza, of Tchum. That's the question posed to Rav Ram Ben Rambam. So what do you think? How do you try to solve that problem? Pinchas, what do you think?
I have an idea. You might think that the Isser Tchum, you might think in general that Isser Malacha on Yom Tov is more amorphous in general. It's not like separated into 39. Kind of, I think there's an Isser Malacha that's sort of Klali anyway. So you might think that that the Isser Tchum jumps into that Klali Isser, but is not its own different thing, which would explain also why it's a bigger shear, because it's part of the bigger shear of like a real Malacha, whereas the Isser that's only Alpai Mama is like separate Isser Shavuos of Shabbat, which is why the Rambam classifies it later on after Shavuot, as opposed to the Gimel Parsot, which you might think that is more Malacha like.
Okay, very interesting. Very interesting suggestion. I like the first half a lot. Well,
okay.
The second half is a little more complicated, but first half I like a lot. But it could be that, I did hear from my father something very similar to that. To try to explain this Rambam, now you could say that Tchumen over here is kind of on the borderline. Is it part of the Melachos of Shabbos or is it outside of the Melachos of Shabbos? And the Smak was saying it's included in the Melacha of Hotzah. And Tosus was saying, okay, it has nothing to do with Hotzah. Like the Rambam himself seems to go back and forth in terms of its classification. So it could be that the answer of Danila Bavli's question, it could be that the Rambam is telling you that when it comes to the Isser Malacha of Yom Tov, so then Tchumen, where we downplay the whole nature of Malacha itself, where the Malacha itself is a lav, and the Malacha itself is based off Mikra Kodesh, so then the Isser of Tchumen becomes part of the category of Malacha, Shelo Lasos Malacha on Shabbos. And there is Kishem Sheyesh Isser Tchum B'Shabbos, Kachish Isser Tchum B'Yom Tov. But it doesn't stand independent as a separate lav on Yom Tov, because it's included in the regular category of Lo Sasa Malacha. But on Shabbos, where we say Yesh Chiluk Malachos L'Shabbos, and there's a stronger definition of Malacha L'Inyan Shabbos, so then Tchumen has to stand independent. Can't just throw it into the category of the mitzvahs of the Yom. And it could be for the same reason that the Ram went back and forth, even on Shabbos, about how Dome Tchum is to the Malachos. So in Yad HaChazaka, the Ram Paskin's one thing. The Ram Paskin's totally separate. Ram puts at the very end of Hilchos Shabbos as a lav. And that might be the tchum of Yud Bey's meal, which Ram Paskin's over there. But the tchum of Alpayim Amah, which Ram Paskin's in Shin Chaf Aleph, so maybe that would classify more as a malacha. Or closer to the malachos. So he definitely seems like he's changing his mind about the nature of Tchum and how Dome it is to Malachos across the board. And it could be that even with respect to Yom Tov, then Tchum doesn't deserve to be a separate Lav, even though it's Doraisa. With respect to Shabbos, then it does. So it could be that similar tension is what underwrites the Rambam's distinction in Hilchos Shkagos and Hilchos Shabbos. And Hilchos Shabbos, what's the Rambam trying to show you about Hotzah? How does he start the halacha? In Perakei Beis. What? It's a malacha. And Rambam puts it with the other malachos. So Rambam quotes the pasuk, Vayikali ha'am ehavi. That's the pasuk that shows you that it's a malacha in the Gemara. But in Hilchos Shkagos, what's the Rambam trying to show you based off the context in the Gemara there? Q, what's the Rambam trying to show you based off the Gemara there? This is the one about Beis Din. Especially with the Rambam's Psak. What's the Rambam's Psak ultimately? That Hotzah is different from the other Malachos. So there the Rambam's trying to tell you there's something unique about Hotzah. It's downplayed. It's a Guf Bifnei Atzmo, even though the other Malachos aren't a Guf Bifnei Atzmo. So you're not going to quote Vayikali Ha'amei Havi. That's the Pasuk that tells you it's a Malacha Kishar Malachos. So instead he quotes Al Yetzei Yishmim Komo B'Yom HaShabbos. That's the same Pasuk that he quotes L'Inyan Tchumen. So if you need a pasuk to show you that Hotzah is different, then you're going to quote the pasuk of Al Yetzei Yishmim Kol Miyom HaShabbos. It's already a different stature in terms of Isser Shabbos. But now, what's not clear is how is it different. That there are indications that it's different is great. We saw the Rambam and the Gemara in Horios. Shabbos is the only one that's a Guf Bifnei Atzmo. Shabbos is Isser Hotzah is the only malacha that needs psukim in the Gemara. Need al yetze, maybe need both, but needs psukim. No other malacha needs psukim. Chutzah, we saw, has to be brought for some reason in the beginning of the Masechta. Chutzah is the only malacha that may not have existed in Shabbos Mara. So there are indications that it's different. If anything, the sugya in Horios seems to point to a higher stature of chutzah. It's somehow more significant than the other malachos. It's a good fifth neasim, while the other malachos aren't. If anything, the sugya in Pezayin in Shabbos Amara seems to point to the fact that chutzah is a bit dispensable. Right? You could have a shem Shabbos without chutzah. Chutzah malacha gruhi seems to point to the fact that it's not as chashiv as other malachos. So it's different, but the question is, how is it different? The connection to tchumen seems to downplay it. It's more like a lav. So how are we going to classify this malacha of chutzah in it being different? So look again at the pasuk in Yirmiyah, which the Gemara in Horios quotes. What was the source quote in the Gemara? I have it on the sheet in the Marma Komos. Gemara quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyah. We saw the three gear cells in the Gemara. So it's Yirmiyah Yudzayin Chafalef, Kolamar Hashem, Hishamru Benafshel Seichem, V'yal Tisu Masa B'yom HaShabbos, V'hevesem B'sharei Yerushalayim. Al Tisu Masa B'yom HaShabbos. And then in Yud Zayin Chaf Beis again, V'losot Tziu Masa Mibateichem B'yom HaShabbos, V'chol Malacha Lo Sasu, V'kidashtem Es Yom HaShabbos, Kasher Tzivisi Es Avoseichem. Very strange pasuk. Yeah, what's wrong? What's wrong with the pasuk? If you didn't know anything about chutzah and you just saw the pasuk, and especially chaf beis, what's the pasuk doing? Singles out chutzah, right? Why is that to single out chutzah? Lo sotziu masa mibateichem b'yom haShabbos v'chol malacha lo sasu? Sounds like it's almost contrasting chutzah with chol malacha lo sasu. If it's not contrasting and it's even just defining, don't do masa mibateichem because that's a form of malacha, then why is it singling out chutzah as the form of malacha, which it wants to exemplify? Right? Why is singling out chutzah here? I don't know.
Is that not where Rashi and Sosor Rush get their idea that it's not in the category of kol malacha?
Could be.
Or malacha.
Yeah, could be. That's the indication. That's Rashi and Beitza, because the Gemara is also quoting that same pasuk.
Right.
Right, it's quoting the pasuk of Lotzi Masim Batechem, so they say, oh, you see, it's not Bechal Osasa Kamalacha. Yeah, I thought that also. That could be. This could be a strong indication that it's not Bechal, the general principle of Osasa Kamalacha. Or it could be indicative somehow that Chutzah is more central to the Isser of Malacha Shabbos. So if you take Jeremy's read of Rashi, then fine. It's showing you that Chutzah is not as integral to the Isser Malacha. You'll see that Pnei Yeshua took this pasuk in the exact opposite way. And he wanted to show from this pasuk that chutzah is even more central to the Isra of Shabbos. This is the Pnei Yeshua on the Pei Zayin Mibes, right, where the context of the sugya was again about the Shabbos and Mara. Right, there was no chutzah on that Shabbos and Mara. So the Pnei Yeshua is working on the first Tosas on that page, who's bothered by the question that if Shabbos was already given in Mara, as the Gemara in Pezayin seems to say, then how do you read the Gemara later on in Shabbos, which says that Il Mali Lo Shamru Yisrael Shabbos Rishona, then Lo Ayasholit Bahem Yad Uma. The Gemara says, had Bnei Yisrael have kept that first Shabbos, then they wouldn't have been able to be defeated. They never would have been attacked. Tosus points out that the referent of that Shabbos Rishona or Shabbos Rishon is not Shabbos Mara, but it's the first Shabbos where they got the man. Tosus asks, if Shabbos is already given in Mara, then why does the Gemara call Shabbos Rishon the Shabbos, the first Shabbos with the man, which is later on? Shabbos Rishon should have been Shabbos Mara. So what's the Pnei Yeshua answer? Pnei Yeshua puts the 2 points in the Gemara together. The Gemara said there was no Isser Hotzah according to Tosos on the Shabbos Mara, and the Gemara seems to indicate that Shabbos Rishon was really later on. Tosos says, put the 2 points, or Pnei Yeshua says, you put the 2 points together, it works out beautifully. Divilav hachi nira, the ikur schar v'onesh b'shmira Shabbos u'melacha haynu l'inyan Hotzah. The main schar and punishment that somebody gets on Shabbos is based around Hotzah. This is the punishment on Pezayin Beis. Shetzarech zehirus v'shmira yisera k'damin on le'el parakama. What does the Gemara say in Daf Yud Beis? Chayav adam l'mashmesh b'bugadav erev Shabbos. It says you should check your clothes, check your pockets on erev Shabbos before you walk outside. And then the Gemara says, oh, hilchus, zu hilchus arabasi l'shabbos. This is a great halacha on Shabbos. Rashi explains, Zu Hilchas Arabasi L'Shabbos. If you do this, you'll prevent yourself from violating a lot of Yisurim on Shabbos, because you won't violate Hotzah. Pnei Yeshua says, not just the good advice that the Gemara is giving you, when the Gemara says that you should check your clothes before Shabbos, Zu Hilchas Arabasi L'Shabbos, the Gemara is making an axiological claim about the nature of Isra Hotzah. Hotzah is the Hilchas Arabasi L'Shabbos. V'am Rav Yosef, Hilchas Arabasi L'Shabbos. V'hachanami Ashkechan B'Yirmiya. The very pasuk that the Gemara in Horios quotes is the source of Isra Hotzah on Shabbos. Komar Hashem, Yishamu b'nafsho seichem, v'altisu ma'asa b'yom ha-Shabbos, v'chse b'asrei bo'u b'shari ha'ir ha'zos melachim b'sharim, v'sarim. V'chi ha'gavna tuva b'nechemya b'nechachalya. So Pnei Yeshua's answer is that the reason why Shabbos Rishon only starts from the Shabbos of the Mon is because it doesn't have a shame Shabbos until the Isra Hotzah applies. And his proof is from the pasuk in Nehemiah, where the Torah starts off talking about Isra Havotzah, and his proof is from the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis, where the Gemara says, "Zu Hilchas Arabasi L'Shabbos." It's pretty wild for Pnei Yeshua. It could be that's a similar indication, or this is the same theme that we were reading into the Rambam in Parakaf Dalet Halacha Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. We were arguing, why does the Masechta start with Masechta Shabbos? So the Maral saw the Maral and Gur Aryeh said, because Hotzah is the most encompassing of all the Isurim of Shabbos. The Iker Din of Shvisa and Shabbos is recognized like the Hotzah. That was the Maral and the Gur Aryeh. So I quoted what my father said in the Rambam in Parakhaf Dalet Halacha Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. At the Rambam there said, oh, all these gzeiras of Tiltol are saying you should have a Shvisa Hanikares. So that it should be objectively clear that you're resting on Shabbos. Right? And everyone asked, aye, the Gemara says that the gzeiras of Tiltol are Mishum Hotzah. So why does Rambam say that the gzeiras of Tiltol are Mishum Shvisa Hanikares? My father's answer was no. Shvisa Hanikares is also a form of Hotzah. I think Gabe was very upset with that. He said, there's no evidence in the Rambam himself that he's linking Shvisa Nikeres with Hotzah. Maybe the Rambam's really working off a different source. Right? So I was looking into it a little bit. And if you look at the Rambam's formulation in Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, so you can tell that the Rambam already had a certain perspective on the Isra of Hotzah, more than just being Malacha. Not in terms of its iser, but just practically what Hotzah does. In Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, the Rambam says that even though we have a general principle on Yom Tov, that you need something to be Efshar Mibod Yom, that you need, if something is Efshar Mibod Yom, it's not going to be Mutter on Yom Tov Hatzorach Ochol Nefesh. It's only Medeva that's Asur Mibod Yom. Right? That's the general principle. Kol Davar She'Efshar Mibod Yom is Asur on Yom Tov. Ram says, except for Hotzah. Hotzah is the only melacha that even though you could do it before Yantif, we still have to matir it on Yantif. Why? Kazam says, "V'lama lo asrua, kedei laharbos besimchas yom tov." What? Why? The yolich? Why?
I don't know. I just think it's
a connection
between simcha.
So I don't care about simcha. The yolich, the yavi kol ma sheyirtze, the yashlim chafatzav, the lo yia kimi sheyadav asuros. Because if we're not matir hotza, then what's it going to be? Then it'll be kimi sheyadav asuros. It's if you're sitting at home with your hands tied. That's what Ram defines the Isra of Hotza with respect to Yom Tov. Were Hotza to be Asr, it's because if you're stuck at home with your hands tied, can't do your even basic activities. So I'm not interested in that oh, there's some element of Simcha here as the motivating reason to be Mechayevet, but just the characterization of that's what Hotza does to you. So then you read that back into the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Perek Chaf Dalid of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Gimel. So Ram says, "V'od mivnei shemiktzas ha'am einan bali umanios, ela betelin kol yemein kigon hatayalim v'yoshvei kronos shekol yemein hin shofzim mimlacha." Sometimes people don't do malacha anyways during the week, so they're sitting at home not doing malacha. What makes it recognizable that there's a greater shvisa on Shabbos than the rest of the year? Lefichach shvisa midvarim es. Ram says, "V'im yeh muter lahalech uladabri l'taltel kishar hayamim." If we were to allow the Isra of Tiltol, then you wouldn't have a Shvisa Hanikaras. L'chichach Shvisa midvarm elu hi Shvisa hashavet b'chol adam. M'pnei dvarm elu nagu b'Isra Tiltol. So if you take the characterization of Hotza as Kemishi Yadav Asuros, as a definition of what it accomplishes, then it makes a lot of sense why the Isra of Hotza would become the basis for a Shvisa Hanikaras in Perek. So it's working very nicely. So what would emerge then is the following. We have a lot of evidence in the Gemara that Hotza is different. Mishnah, Shabbos Mara, the fact that it doesn't apply in Yom Tov, the Tzura of the Malacha, which we'll discuss on Tuesday. Its difference could go in different directions. Gemara in Horios seems to point that it itself is an independent entity. The other malachos aren't. The indication from the Rishonim and Daf Beis is that Hotza is a malacha gruah. So the question is, are those really conflicting points or not? Are they really pointing in different directions to say that it's a guf shalem and to say that it's gruah from the other malachos? And it's more connected to the Isra Tchumen. Or maybe both of those are two sides of the same coin, which explain why it's different. Which is very possible. So that's going to depend on how we explain, how we define just what Malacha Gruah he is. So what we're going to do on Tuesday is we're going to start to look at the Rishonim and their characterizations of Malacha Gruah. Is it a stipulation that Hotza is different from the other Malachos? Is the essence of the Isra of Hotza really something that's much more doma to the Isra of Tchumen? Meaning, is the Isra of Hotza fundamentally an Isra of leaving your area of Shvisa? And just that in order to be Mechayev you, so we say, oh, the Isra is Hotza, it's carrying. Or is the Isra of Hotza really the transfer of the objects? To put it a little differently, today and on Tuesday, we compared Hotza to two different Isurim on Shabbos. Hotza is the basis for the Isra Tiltol, according to the Gemara and the Rishonim. It's very object-focused. As an extension of Hotza, we don't allow you to move around any objects on Shabbos Bechlal. It's an object-focused Isser. If you compare Hotza to the Isser of Tchumen, which you're seeing today in the tension in the Rambam, Tosis and Ksuvis, and the Smak, then you have the exact opposite indication. Tchumen has nothing to do with carrying objects. Tchumen is purely an Isser in the Halicha Sagavra, and you're walking outside of your area. So which way does the Isser of Hotza get pulled? The transfer of objects, or it's really a transfer of your own personal state on Shabbos, with a t'nai that somehow you're moving something. So we'll see that when you look at the Rishonim and their issues, especially the Ramban and Tosis and Shavuos, some of the Rishonim are very focused on your actions of leaving your rishus. A lot of Rishonim are very preoccupied with the change in the place of the object. So that's what we're going to pick up with on Tuesday, Mirzah Shem.